Hello, I'm Dr. Alicia Williams, and this is your Prayer Room Podcast. In this podcast, we will share informative and life-changing segments on prayer and the power to pray, solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage your next level of prayer. Today's podcast is about the two travelers' prayer. In this episode, we will experience and learn about the two travelers on the road to Emmaus. These two travelers, though their hearts were heavy and they were sad, Christ, in his unascended form, visited with these two travelers on the road to Emmaus. As they walked along the road, they shared all that had happened. They talked about their hope and adoration, and then their sadness, and they talked about their loss. It wasn't until Christ opened their eyes that they were enabled to recognize him. This is where and how we come to know of the two travelers and their prayerful experience. This biblical account shares about two of Christ's disciples traveling on the road to the village of Emmaus. It was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they walked, they were talking about everything that had happened. The scripture says as they talked and discussed these things, Jesus came suddenly and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. The scripture says Jesus asked them what they were discussing so intently, and they stopped in response to the question with sadness, the scripture says, all over their face. And Cleophas said that Christ was the only one in all of Jerusalem that haven't heard. The two travelers recounted everything. They shared all that had happened 3 days ago and how the group of women came with a report that the tomb was empty and that the body was missing and that the angel of the Lord told them that Jesus is alive. And because of their sadness, Christ sternly reminded them that it is all of what the prophets and the scriptures foretold of Christ the Messiah. And Christ took them through the writings, the scripture says, of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from the scriptures all that would happen to him. And as they, the scripture says, neared Emmaus, Jesus feigned as he were to go further, but they begged him to stay the night. So Christ stayed and went home with the two travelers, and they sat and ate, and Christ broke bread with them and blessed it and gave it to them. And suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment, the scripture says, Christ disappeared. This is where and how we come to learn about the two travelers' prayerful experience. This prayerful experience causes us to learn the grace that comes from God that allow our souls to recognize Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is because of these two travelers on the road to Emmaus that we come to recognize Christ. It is in this prayerful occasion that unfolds for us the power of recognizing Christ Jesus. It unfolds for us an opportunity of prayer where our understanding of God's word allow our eyes to be opened and recognize God. This is a divine opportunity of prayer, where we come to experience Christ in what I believe is an unlikely manner, on a road with two of Christ's followers headed to Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And it is here that the Lord God provides a divine demonstration through these two travelers' prayerful experience. Our key verse, I believe, helps us to experience what happens in our heart when we talk with the Lord and He explains the scriptures to us. It is our key verse that reminds us that these two travelers on the road to Emmaus, though they were sad, God met them on the road and walked with them and talked with them and explained the scriptures, and He broke bread with them and then opened their eyes to divinely recognize Him. Our key verse provides us divine insight. It helps us to meet our risen Lord. It offers us a divine experience in God. Not only are our eyes open to recognize Christ, but our hearts burn as Christ talks with us and explains the scriptures. It is our key verse that reminds us that it is of divine essence to understand the Holy Scriptures and to also have God open our eyes so that we may be enabled to recognize Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is indeed a divine opportunity in prayer. It unfolds the divine essence of this essential prayer. We need to walk with Jesus. We need to talk with Him and have Him explain, as the scripture says, the writings of Moses and the prophets and all the scriptures. We need Him to sit with us and break bread and bless it so that our eyes may be opened, as we are enabled to divinely recognize Him. So as we reach and continue to reach this level in prayer, this is where we come into the two travelers' prayer. A prayer that brings divine insight, a prayer that brings us to divinely experience and recognize Christ Jesus. And so as we come to read our key verse, it's important, as our hearts are prepared for the Lord, who leads us to experience the two travelers' prayer by grace. This is where and how we come to recognize the divine importance of the two travelers' prayerful experience. It is God who helps and shows us the essence of the two travelers' prayer. It is through these two travelers who met Christ on the road to Emmaus that God unfolds for us opened eyes and a burning heart for the Word of God. So as we embrace the two travelers' prayerful experience, it is God who helps us in this essential place in and with the Lord. And as this prayerful experience unfolds itself through our key verse points to God's Word. It points to open eyes that are enabled to recognize Christ. It points to talking and walking with Christ. It points to Christ explaining the Holy Scripture. We know it is essential and necessary in our life and in our walk and our relationship with the Lord. And we honor God as He continues to allow our life to see and experience Him. It is through our key verse, a key verse that reveals this place we have with God. that God divinely provides in and with and through these two travelers' prayerful experience. Let us take a look at our key verses coming from the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter and the 32nd verse. And of course, as always, we will read from the Amplified Bible, so your Bible translation may be a bit different. Luke 24, verse 32 reads in the Amplified Bible, "They said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road and opening the scriptures to us?" This is our key verse. This is where the two travelers' prayer lead us. And we embrace this divine gift of God. God who opens our eyes to recognize him, who explains the scriptures, who walks and talks with us and calls our hearts to burn. So yes, this is why this prayerful experience and our key verse remains divinely important. This prayer, it carries us into a divine place of prayer. It carries us into walking and talking with Christ. It carries us into having our eyes opened and coming into recognizing our risen Lord. It carries us into having our hearts burn as the Lord Jesus talks with us and explains the scriptures. The Lord God visited with his two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, a 7-mile journey from Jerusalem, and he ministers the word. He ministers so that they recognize him. It is these two travelers that lead our hearts to prayer. It is these two travelers that show us that God opened our eyes, and it is God who will talk with us and walk with us and explain the Holy Scriptures. Where we are enabled to declare, "Didn't our hearts burn within us?" This is our prayer that leads us to this divine prayer to pray, that affords us this divine opportunity of prayer, where God allows our eyes to be open to recognize him, where God walks and talks with us and explains, as the scripture says, the writings of Moses and the prophets and all the scriptures concerning him. This is the two travelers' prayer, a prayer that unfolds divine insight, a prayer that brings us that much closer to God, a prayer that enables our eyes to recognize Christ and our hearts to burn. Let us continue to experience the very essence of God, the two travelers' prayer, a prayer from two travelers whom the scripture says stop short with sadness written across their faces. And God meets them on the road traveling. God meets them and he walks and talks with them and he explains the Holy Scriptures. And so we experience this divine opportunity of prayer. And as we pray a prayer where God opens our eyes and causes our hearts to burn, we encounter the two travelers' prayerful experience. The Lord God reveals to us the two travelers' prayerful occasion. We too come to recognize God. It is in this prayerful experience and prayerful occasion through the two travelers that God unfolds for us where and how we are to pray to meet him, to have our eyes open to recognize him, to have our hearts burn with the word of God. This we know is a divine opportunity. This we know is how God uses our lives as He ministers His holy scriptures that cause our eyes to be open and our hearts to burn. And so, yes, this is our prayerful experience that God unfolds for us through the two travelers' prayer. It remains because of God. And it is God who points us to prayer full of divine insight with our eyes open and our hearts burning. It is God who continues the full manifestation of this divine prayer. It is God Himself who continues to afford us the ability and the divine opportunity to pray the two travelers' prayer. It is through God that we come to know the two travelers' prayer, and we recognize that it remains a divine privilege through this prayerful experience. Let's read our verse on the two travelers' prayerful experience. The Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter and the 32nd verse in the Amplified Bible reads, "They said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while He was talking with us on the road and opening the scriptures to us?" This prayerful occasion reminds us that we are to walk and talk with God. It reminds us to seek God and spend time in God and His Word. It is in these divine moments of prayer the Lord enable us to recognize God. The Lord enable our eyes to open and our hearts to burn as He ministers to our lives the Word of God. This is a divine experience with and through the two travelers' prayer. We meet and we encounter God through their prayerful experience. So as the Lord provides us this opportunity to go into our prayer substitute, it is here that unfolds for us this place and encounter and experience in God. A place through walking and talking with God through this prayerful occasion. We recognize God provides this divine occasion. We recognize that it is indeed a place because of grace where God opens our eyes and causes our hearts to burn with the Word of God. Our divine opportunity to pray. It is in and through the two travelers' prayer that our lives become prepared for the very essence of this prayer substitute. And so right now, as we take this time, we take this divine opportunity and do our prayer substitute, it is here. And in this instance, we are encouraged to bring all of who we are, all of what we have before God, who walks with us and talks with us and explains His holy scriptures. It is our divine place where He uses our lives to pray. We know that it is through grace we honor God for this sacred opportunity in prayers, for this consecrated opportunity to pray. Let us pray. Let's begin. Luke 24, verse 32. They said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while He was talking with us on the road and opening the scriptures to us?" This is our prayer substitute. It is a prayer that allows us to pray the two travelers' prayer. And so as we prepare to finish out our podcast, our collective but personal time of prayer, As always, we continue in the essence and power of God through this divine prayerful experience and occasion. As the Lord God continues to manifest this prayer all the more. As the Lord God continues to allow this divine occasion and prayer. As we continue to sup in the presence of God, walking and talking as he explains the Holy Scriptures as shared through the two travelers' prayer. We know it is because of God we continue in prayer. We know that he divinely brings us into the very essence of this place in God through prayer. May this prayer experience and occasion in prayer continue to minister to our heart and life in a special way. And may God continue to encourage and strengthen and help take us to a greater level in prayers. The two travelers on the road to Emmaus, I believe in the foreground of God, they met him on the road, and he was teaching them the word of God. And the scripture says their eyes were opened. And they found their hearts burning with the word. This is what we need in our walk and relationship with the Lord. And it is in this account of scripture we experience the two travelers' prayerful occasion. I believe they lead us to meet God, not just meet God, but for us to be eternally changed. This occasion leads us to become richer in our own personal prayer experience and prayer occasion, that our eyes might be open to recognize God and that our hearts burn with the word of God. As we embrace this prayerful experience and this divine occasion, the Lord provides us, I believe, with a greater level in him. And this is how we move with what I call the fullness of the two travelers' prayer. And this is how the Lord God uses our lives and living out this divine manifestation before God. We recognize that this is what God has designed for us. We recognize that this is what God has intended for those who walk and talk with him on the road, those whom he's opened their eyes and allowed their hearts to burn with God's word. And God shows us through this prayerful experience. God shows us through this divinely necessary prayer occasion. And we apply it to our prayer arsenal, knowing this prayer is divinely essential in our walk and our relationship with the Lord. So we honor God for the two travelers' prayerful occasion. We honor God where he enabled us to come into this place with him through prayers, through the two travelers' prayerful experience and prayerful occasion. Through this, God leads us and provides divine insight and a divine opportunity to pray. God fosters for us a divine time of prayer that continuously lifts us to God and lifts us to the things of God. And so as we set our hearts in prayer, we thank God for the two travelers' prayer. As we pray this prayer, a prayer with our eyes opened by God and our hearts burning with the word, we divinely honor God as we pray this prayer. We divinely honor God because it causes us to remain prayerfully diligent, divinely encouraged, empowered, and enriched in grace. It is in and through God that we know this prayer occasion, the two travelers' prayer, knowing it is the only Lord who takes us to this place in prayer, and it is the only Lord who uses our lives to fully embrace God through prayer even now. Let us pray. Father God, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, I believe many of us are still on the road to Emmaus. Lord, I believe many of us desire that you open our eyes and cause our hearts to burn with your word. Lord God, help us. Lord God, provide for us. Lord God, grace us to come to recognize you with our eyes open, with our hearts burning with your word. Lord God, we bless you for the two travelers' prayerful experience. It is in this way that we come to recognize you. It is in this way that we come to know that we divinely need to recognize you in this world. And Lord God, we need our eyes open and our hearts burning with your word. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity of prayer. Just as the two travelers on the road to Emmaus in the Bible, let us return and tell others that we met Christ. Christ who opened our eyes and caused our hearts to burn in the word of God. It is in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Prayer Room Podcast. Please subscribe so you can be the first to receive our latest Prayer Room Podcast, which is solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage that next level of prayer. We pray always. God is moving continually on your behalf, and we hope to continue to share with you in faith and prayer. So until next time, thank you. And God bless.